In today's episode, I want to make a simple but important point, which is that God's love is never something we achieve or earn ourselves, but rather is a gift that we receive. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this during the week when we celebrate confirmation or the affirmation of baptism here at St. Philip the Deacon for our ninth graders. I think I mentioned that in our last episode. We always do it in the week after a festival called the Baptism of Our Lord because, in fact, confirmation is an affirmation of the sacrament of baptism by those ninth graders. So tonight, the night we're taping this, we're actually doing a midweek event. Last Sunday, we had a blessing of those confirmands, and then this coming Saturday, we will have our confirmation service for them. And so today, I'm going to do a little bit of a spoiler for part of the message that I typically share at confirmation services, which is a reminder to those students and for all of us, which is important, that when we gather for a service like that, we're not celebrating our achievement, our, you know, great work in making our way to God, but instead we are celebrating the way that God always comes to us, that God always extends God's love and grace to us. And it's our job as Christians simply to receive that gift. So again, if you end up listening to this before Saturday's service, well, you might want to actually stop listening because I'm about to share some of what I'm going to talk about in my message. But if you're not going to be there, or if you want to hear it twice, what I will say here, and again, this is only part of what I will share on Saturday, it lifts up four specific things in the confirmation service, the affirmation of baptism service, which emphasize that note of being people who receive God's love rather than people who achieve God's love, if that makes sense. So the first of those things is a prayer, and I'm actually going to pray or read the whole thing. This is we've announced the confirmands, we've named each of them by name, we've asked them to, you know, commit to their ongoing faith journey, and then we have a prayer of blessing before they come up to have hands laid on them. So here's the prayer, and I would just invite you to listen to who is doing the acting in this prayer. And hint, it's not the confirmands, okay? So let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made these people your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Appropriately, by the way, part of that prayer is the same prayer that's prayed over people when they're baptized, whether infants or adults. But the action there is all from God. God is the one who is making these people his own. God is the one forgiving them. God is the one strengthening them, okay? So again, the emphasis or the note is on God's action and the confirmands receiving that action. That's the first thing. The second thing is, in fact, the central part of that service, which is the laying on of hands, when each confirmand by name individually receives a prayer of blessing for them specifically. And again, they don't achieve that blessing. They don't earn that blessing. It is freely given to them. And so that, again, is a reminder that their job is to kneel there and receive that blessing as what it is, which is that it is a gift. Immediately after that blessing, there's an anointing. Again, that's something that also happens at baptism. And that's the third thing, this anointing with the cross on their forehead, which they receive. They don't earn it. I'm being repetitive here, but it's important. They receive it as a gift. And then the final, the fourth and final point I'll make about this service and the way what we do enacts this sense of receiving God's love and grace is through communion. And something I've said more than a few times in sermons and in other places is that when we go up to receive communion, we don't grasp for the bread, but rather we open up our hands and do what? Again, same language I've been using this whole episode. We receive the bread into our open hands as a gift. A question could be asked, well, Tim, if all of this is a gift, what's our role? I will actually talk about that a bit on Saturday. I'm not going to here, in the interest of keeping this relatively brief. But I will point to a couple of past episodes where I did discuss one way to think about our response to that gift. And so we'll link, there was a two-part episode that we did actually, I think, a couple or 3 years ago. So we'll link to those two episodes in the corner if you want to listen to them. I will end today's episode, though, with, I mentioned that on Sunday, this past Sunday, in our service, which was the service, the minor festival called the Baptism of Our Lord, we offered a prayer of blessing on behalf of the whole congregation for these confirmands. On the back of our bulletin that weekend, we always have a quote that the preaching pastor pulls out, having to do with the theme of that Sunday. And so I'm going to conclude with that quote because I think represents so well everything I'm saying here, which is, again, our faith is not an achievement. It is rather something we receive from a God who loves us more than we can ever imagine. So this comes from a gentleman named Alan Redpath. I don't really know his work that well. He was a British gentleman in the 20th century. And here's what he says. And again, I would say receive this as a prayer of blessing for you in your own life, wherever you find yourself. Give up the struggle and the fight. Relax in the omnipotence of the Lord Jesus. Look up into his lovely face, and as you behold him, he will transform you into his likeness. And then this important final line, you do the beholding, he does the transforming. Thanks as always for being with me, and until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.